100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the story. And the topic for this week was, let me look it up, Slippery Slope. We got a few stories in for the topic, and I'm going to go ahead and play them for you, and then we'll be back with next week's topic and any other thoughts. Let's go ahead and listen.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic Slippery Slope, and it's called Slippery When Wet. When people talk about being on the slippery slope, they're generally only thinking that it's a downward slope. But that's just daft, because slopes, like stairs and spirals, go both ways. And it's often the upward slope that's the more treacherous. Take the slope outside my house, for example. It's just a short, grassy slope, and not particularly steep. But, lazy bugger that I am, it's just too much trouble to walk the short distance to the steps. But after a couple of days of rain, it's as slippery as hell. And it's amazing how quickly up suddenly becomes down. There you go, that story was based on personal real-life experience, and that's all I'm going to say about it. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 830 with a prompt of Slippery Slope. Well, here's my story. Hovering near the ceiling, Sabrina opened her eyes and gasped. Bilbert lowered them gently to the floor. Grisilda was ecstatic, jumping up and down.
See? I said the two of you together would have special magical powers.
Bilbert rolled his eyes. Yeah, this has never happened before. The old witch missed his sarcasm.
Yes, now you must be careful. Heading down the path of magic unguided, one can easily slip out of control.
Bilbert shook his head. I'm going home. Sabrina took his arm.
I'll show you the way. You don't want to get lost and slide into a ravine.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I started on the slippery slope to depravity when I was pretty young. I was what can be described as a problem child. Then, they called me disturbed, wicked, and eventually an extremely dangerous individual. And all that before I'd left my teens. Since then, the slope has taken me ever deeper, slipping and sliding into the fetid mire of moral corruption. And I'll be frank. I've loved every moment. Eventually, I suppose, that slope will even out, and in time, maybe I'll reach the bottom. The very depth of human corruptibility. But, I'm not there, yet. I'm still sliding.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I thought it was risky, but they said this way, and we all went this way. The problem with blindly following what others say is that we often end up in rather complicated situations. In my defense, there was a sign that clearly said this way, and usually signs are supposed to be reliable. This time, this particular sign wasn't, and off we went, blissfully unaware. When we reached the end of the tunnel, they pushed us into the pit, and we had to decide whether to take the blue pill or the red. Wait a second. Alice? Rewind. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Torubbers Aino here with a story on the slippery slope. My father's heavy hand stopped me as I was going out one December evening. "Gaen doon the big town, laddie," he said in his dour Calvinistic way. "That's a gay slippery slope you're set on." "Come on, Dad," I protested. "I'm just seeing a few friends. You've met most of them when we've had our D&D sessions up here." I reckon maybe they're all right." This was high praise from him. "But mind yon slippery slope, or deil tak ye." I stepped outside and fell flat on my back on the packed snow. "Like I was telling you," he said.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I used to work at a company with a double-deck parking lot, and the ramps at either end of the upper parking lot were steep. It was hard to drive up the slope, especially when it rained, and on the rare days during the winter when it got below freezing, it was impossible to drive up at all. I didn't have a parking pass for the lower deck, and they never gave me the code. So I parked along the street. Then I tried to climb up the steps, holding the rail, and taking each step as slow as I could.
And there you have it. The 100-word stories that y'all sent in on the topic of slippery slope. I hope you enjoyed those, and you can check the text of the stories, links to people's sites, and an archive of over 16 years of stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is Too Much to Bear, and you can figure out how to join this group over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click Weekly Challenge or look at the feed, and you will see how to join. Also, there's links on subscriptions and other stuff that you're probably already subscribed since you're listening to this. Or if you're brand new to it, well, welcome on the train. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.